Yeah, so I guess we're doing toothbrush recordings now. I'm only, oh, well, speaking of the toothbrush, I like forgot it was there. I'm only slight, I mean, quote unquote, only slightly inspired. And no, this is not my bathroom, it's my bedroom, because who, yeah, I don't charge my toothbrush in my bathroom because there's not enough room. Say, oh my gosh, I think it's this Diamond Care DC 4200. It's pretty normal. Just looks like a giant cylinder, kind of cones up near the top, and then you get the head. By the way, those heads have NFC tags in them, which is kind of cool. But let's get some sound. So that's soft. It's normally not that loud. It's just that it's not vibrating against anything. But this is what it normally sounds like. Just putting my hand over it. And oh, I'll do hard now. And like there's enough, it's higher enough frequency that if I put my hand on the thing, it will, it just kind of slides around. Now here's where things get real interesting. So first of all, come on, Phillips, why did you not supply us a power brick? Like, you're pulling an Apple there. I'm about to put it on the charger. That was not an actual, I mean, it was a beep, but it was a beep created by the motor, or the, yeah, I guess the motor that holds, that does the toothbrushing part. But now, if I hold down the button, this happens. And if I release it at any time, it does a thing. So I just turned off whatever that is, I forgot. And this toothbrush, like the battery lasts, like, oh my gosh, it lasts, I don't even know. I think I get 3 weeks or a month out of it. I don't even pay attention. I just recharge it when it goes dit dit. But of course it has the standard 30 second, whatever, I'll show you. It goes doo. I ought to hit it with a pickup coil while I'm at it. That might be kind of fun. Except I don't feel like pulling out my headphones. Let go of it. Did you notice the it vibrated the bristles just very, I mean, not very slightly, but like it vibrated the bristles when the other thing did not. I wonder if they like engineer the bristles to be like harmonically whatever. Like harmonically balanced with the thing. And just because I feel like I need to show you, let's go to the bathroom. And into the drawer you go. I hate these drawers, man. I don't hate them, but also like I do because they're loud and there's like no hinges or hinges? No, like rails. It's literally just like slotted in. So it's like sometimes you gotta really, and then it comes all flying out. Here's a bathroom vent you might recognize from SPYW. Obviously different mics, but I believe it's called bath. It's either called bathroom vent or bathroom vent 2 or bathroom fan. I really can't remember. So yeah, that's my. I guess I'm starting, guess me and VIP Potato are starting the new toothbrush and bathroom sounds craze. And I hope you enjoy it. I mean, now I'm gonna go and sit down at my computer and I don't know, do whatever. College stuff, play a game, build a small form factor PC, I don't know. You guys have a good one though.